Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
We're through being cool. We're through being cool.
And welcome to the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Show, number 13. Lucky 13.
13, motherfucker!
hosted by Constance, Drew, Pat, and the soul of Mandy.
Hi, I'm Drew.
Who's not here again because she's dying once again.
Poor Mandy.
She really needs to invest in the immune system.
Yeah. Or sleep. Or immune system.
I shouldn't be asleep. It's 8 o'clock.
Oh my God, I would totally
back
sleep
when I
right
didn't
now.
Sleep, this is like my prime time to be awake.
But dude, sleep.
This was my noon.
Think about sleep. Think about sleep now. Think about it.
No, I love
because you just
I
ate
love
pizza.
Sleep now. Shut up.
And ice cream.
Shut up. I'm so tired. I used to stay up till 6 in the morning, eat breakfast, feel physically sick from not sleeping, and then go to bed.
Oh my God, now I want more ice cream.
Yeah, totally. 8 o'clock used to be my high noon.
It's high.
It's high noon.
It's high noon.
Played it twice.
All right. I have the headset on.
I know, you were disappointed that you missed it. I understand.
What did you play?
It's high noon.
Oh. I just heard it in the headset. Wow, there's such a delay.
How loud is it? Is it good? Does it sound nice?
Sound good?
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty good.
Oh my God, three times really. Oh my God.
Hey, yeah, more people are showing up in chat, so people find. See, people know. They're like, all right, first 5 minutes, we don't fucking listen because
there's
fucking commercials.
We are now going to be kind of trying to pay attention in chat as well as posting in the event page. So people can see the links and stuff that we talk about.
Aaron,
hiya.
Claims it's too loud.
What's too loud?
His beer is delicious.
His mom's too loud.
What's he complaining about?
His mom's too loud. You can hear us doing things that they're always.
His mom, the cavalry's here.
Just kidding.
I know. I'm gonna have too much fun with this. The whole show. Oh, look, Mandy's here with us.
Oh, Anmian.
I don't know which ones you're playing.
Anmian.
Because it took a seven-second delay,
it.
Right?
It took a huge delay. I've never noticed a delay before. But now that I'm actually...
Get on!
You'll get there.
Oh, my God.
Because you're listening to the actual live broadcast and not through the phone.
All right.
Let's
so.
Figure out a way to make it so we can hear it and have it broadcast.
Yeah. That's true. Being cool. Now I want to listen to Devo all day, every day.
I want to listen to Devo all day.
Oh, Devo style.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So this past weekend was 4th of July weekend.
Don't lie.
On Saturday, we went to a Central PA Avengers cookout hosted by Kristen and Jason.
Good times.
It was a fun time. We were in a nerd table at the nerd party.
So much barbecue that I couldn't eat.
Oh my God, that
pulled was there
pork.
Barbecue?
There was.
I don't remember much barbecue.
Pork.
I mean, they used
little smokies.
The pulled pork was. It was pretty good. I mean, I don't think it would be worth breaking your diet over.
I know.
It was decent.
You know what was really good?
Your mom.
Our hot wings.
You know what else is really good?
What?
Board games.
The board games, yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Batman Love Letter.
Batman Love Letter is so much
it's
fun.
It's way too good. It's way better than it has any right to.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really good. And then we played some Elder Sign.
And that's how we were the nerd table at the nerd party is because we were all sitting in a corner playing board games.
Yeah.
Rolling dice.
Oh, yes. Them D20s,
oh God,
though.
Fucking flies are all up on my beer.
And,
trying to get themselves a drink.
They want to get drunk.
Fucking little bitches. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
And then played Last Night on Earth. It's been so long since we played that.
It's a good game. Who won, by the way? Because I missed that one.
We won the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Pretty
you guys
brutally.
Beat it so hard.
And then the second
one,
they understood
the
mechanics.
Yeah,
so.
It came down to, like, the last two turns and the last zombie.
Yeah. It was fun, though. But, I mean, when I talk about board games this weekend, I'm going to promote that later.
Okay.
I'll promote that after the second.
Where do you want to go now?
to bed.
Yeah.
Make but yourself
like
not up.
Sleep, like lay in it.
Just lay in it.
Wake yourself up, bitch.
Take my pants off.
Yeah, no pants.
But, and then on Sunday night, I was dumb.
He drove
3 hours of Virginia.
Dumbest.
You said virgin.
Virgin.
We had all those plans to clean on Monday.
I know. Yeah, we cleaned a lot on Sunday, though.
And then Pat messages on Facebook, like, so I may or may not be in Virginia. Can you grab the paper books I left outside?
Yeah, we got that garage all cleaned up.
Yeah, we did. Well, not all, but better.
I found out, though, the past time in Virginia is to sit in your kitchen while walking outside and shooting possums that try to eat your bird feeders.
That sounds like so much fun.
And squirrels.
Why not? Why have bird feeders?
To feed the birds.
Why? They're birds. They have food.
Yeah, but do they have enough?
Like maybe you want to have like your own like backyard bird. Maybe you want that side bird. I don't know.
Well, I want bitches in my backyard, Drew, and that's the only way I can get them. Bird
I'm thinking kids. It's just a possum lure. They're throwing you off by calling it a bird feeder.
I mean, I wouldn't be such a douche canoe, Drew.
Yeah, Drew. Fucking
yeah,
douche canoe.
Fucking douche canoe.
I love Vagina Creek without a paddle.
Oh, vagina. Oh, my God. You went there.
Canoe.
You went there. Vagina Creek.
Oh, hummingbirds. I was being corrected.
That's like the worst kind of birds. They don't even fly like birds. They fly like flies.
Aaron said he thinks we need a hummer bar. I don't know which way to take that.
Sexually?
No, pour me a beer and get me a hummer.
Heather's not in the chat yet, so we can talk about
it. Is there any way to take it besides sexually?
Heather goes to school
Pat,
in
Pat, I'm sorry, Pat. How do you want to take it? Pat, how are you trying to take it?
In the butt.
The butt.
Heather goes to school in Philadelphia. She drew stripper Gandalf.
Oh, my God. No, he sent a link. Hang on. He sent a link to an actual hummer bar. What the fuck is a hummer bar? Oh, it's like a bird feeder, but a bar, and it goes long ways for hummingbirds.
For hummingbirds. That sounds like my least important investment in the house.
How the fuck do we get on? All right, anyways.
Virginia?
Virginia.
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 It was really cool driving back. Driving back from Virginia, though, on Monday night. I got to see fireworks in Virginia, D.C., Maryland, and Delaware. The only one who didn't deliver was Philly. Because by the time I got back, it was like 11:30.
God damn it, Philly.
Jordan, I didn't see fireworks at all on Sunday.
I heard a lot.
We heard a lot, but we played a lot of video games. And
I heard
you. Walked the puppy.
I heard a lot last night.
We were playing WoW, and I remember being tired and laying down for a bit.
Oh, you should have bought, like, Fantavision on PS4 and play that.
Is that, like, a...
It's a firework game. It's all it is. It's a fire... It was a launch title for PS2.
Do you want a Fantavision?
I don't know. Do you want a Fantavision?
Don't you want a Fantavision?
Don't you want a Fanta?
Nerf this!
But,
hold on. Good timing.
I try. My burps are always
that was the sound of her blowing up your entire team.
So me and Drew broke our diet today, just for today, because we've been plateauing for the last like 4 days.
I really wanted pizza.
And we really want pizza. So we got pizza. I got my chips, and we got Surge.
Oh, Surge.
Surge.
Also, Drew and I went to walk the puppies after we got our pizza to go see if the corner store had ice cream. And walking back, because they did not have ice cream, ice cream truck was right fucking there.
A little bit better than that. I go into the ice cream store, or into the place, and they did have ice cream, but none that I was particularly interested in. And when we came back out, that's when I heard the sound of the ice cream truck. My body knew when I was in that store that the ice cream truck was right around the corner. And it was like, bro, hold out. Get that sweet, sweet soft serve chocolate with the cherry dip.
Yeah, you love that soft serve.
I love that soft serve.
He loves that soft serve so bad. Major, put it in your mouth.
That guy was so happy to get a 50-cent tip.
So I didn't feel like getting
change. He's like, it's $4.50. So we gave him $5 and kind of told him to keep the change. He's like, oh, thank you.
Come on, we had puppies and ice cream. Where the hell was I going to put the 50 cents?
I know. He was like so happy. He's like, oh my God, I can keep this 50 cents. The amount of happiness he was getting from that was not worth 50 cents. Glad to give it to him.
Yeah,
glad
to
give it to him,
yeah,
right?
Oh, I gave it to him.
Little slut. Oh my God, why does this keep going back to this? We should.
Because we're terrible people.
I need to poop.
I don't. Yeah, can you wait like an hour?
Maybe.
How long will it take you to poop? Because you could do it during like the first commercial break.
I'll shoot for that.
Yeah, you got like 3 hours then to get it out.
Right?
Fucking commercials. We need them, but yeah. One thing we wanted to do this week, Neil. Fucking someone's cutting the lawn. One thing we wanted to do was do a cosplayer of the week, our super biased cosplayer of the week.
Oh, we're doing this shit now?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it now.
We gotta post about it, you fuck.
I know she is gonna post about it when I fucking announce it.
Slow your tits. She gave us a heads up so she knows.
I know. Let me know when you got it all ready to hit post or whatever bullshit.
You can just start talking about the cosplayer and then give the name after.
So this cosplayer is one of our personal, like, really good friends. And favorite ones we usually see. She's an awesome person. She does a lot of great things. And she did a cosplay this past weekend at Heroes and Villains that was out of her comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
But she freaking, like, killed it. She looked awesome.
Nailed
it.
Dude, she looked incredible.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that
Nailed
was so
it.
Good.
But Lady J Cosplay was Black Canary. And it was really cool. It was really awesome. She's our cosplayer of the week. She rocked it. You know, she did, like, the old school. You know, Black Canary, not the one that's in the TV show.
Comic book one.
But it was awesome. So, it's just really great that, you know, she did something out of her comfort zone. She said it and killed it. Yeah, and also, she always has, like, Lady J's shop at, you know, comic book conventions around the area, the local ones. And she sells, like, T-shirts and comic books and everything for, like, dirt cheap. Like, I don't understand
She's
how
amazing.
She does it.
She also started to make nerdy headbands as well that she sells there. One thing was, it's a con. I forgot to bring a change of clothes. When we went to the diner afterwards, I just bought a shirt and leggings from her. It was great. I love her shop. Dude, she sells like such amazing nerdy clothes.
Yeah.
I love her. She's amazing. She also started her own show. Was it called Geek DNA or Cosplayer? Let me look up the name of it. But she started her own little show as well on its, let me say, she says Comics DNA. Yeah, Lady J Comic DNA featuring Big Daddy Cosplay. So every Wednesday nights at 6:30 live on her Facebook page, you'll see her talk about comics and whatever other jazz they got going on. So check that out as well because she's awesome and deserves love.
She fixed my Deadpool.
Like a
and
bro.
She fixed your Deadpool.
Number one.
Sorry. And so, yeah, Lady J, Cosplay of the Week. Yay, Lady J, you're probably not listening. Yay.
But, yeah, that's the thing we're going to start doing from now on as well, to try to have a Cosplayer of the Week and announce that. Just someone you want to throw a little shout out to. It's, yeah.
Is her podcast over? I heard she has a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what
it
she talked
like
about. Yeah, it was 6:30 to 7. It's
yeah.
Not that long.
Okay.
But it's facebook.com/LadyJ_cosplay to see her page. I also posted an event and in the chat. So check her out, bitches!
I knew you mentioned that she had one. I just didn't know if it was done.
Yeah, yeah. It's done for now.
Cool.
All right. Let me go to the second commercial break real quick. And then I'm going to do our fucking epic promoting of the event this weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited. Drew, you think you can poop in 3 minutes?
Probably.
All right, go.
And we'll be back.
Heroes never die.
Where is that?
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer.
For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Watch your six.
I just want to play that song because they played, you know, Soldier 76 is Watcher 6. I just want to do that to match it up with the sound clip. But, and Drew just got done pooping.
So Drew, while you're walking over here, I ask you this question. How, in fact, was your poop?
subpar.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've had better poops.
But have you also had worse poop? Like on a scale from 1 to 10.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as traumatic as some poops that I've had. But, you know, I just feel like it's not done, you know?
I feel like this show is getting really shitty.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, I know why it's not working. Because I turned it down.
Clear the area!
Oh, buddy. Basically that. Yeah,
well,
then. I mean, it was like a game of Overwatch where you had some really rough players. It was a long struggle. And but you know, in the end, I think I won.
Get owned.
Basically.
All right, so I think we should get it talking about next weekend.
Fuck off, little flies.
So this weekend, let me get like radio voice mode.
This Saturday,
Give New West Cosplay and Real Women of Gaming bring to you You're Not Alone.
Bullies are dicks.
It's a name I want to go with.
Bullies are dicks, to be fair.
You'll be held at Uncanny Comics at King of Prussia Mall. What's real talk? So is the mall the King of Prussia?
The mall belongs to the King of Prussia.
Who the fuck's the King of Prussia?
I don't know. But I know Xerxes was at one point. I don't know who is right now.
Why the hell is the fucking township called King of Prussia? Like, instead of like naming it after him, he's just like, I'm going to name this King of Prussia. And people took
it
fucking literally.
Or whoever it is at any given time.
Or is the mall the king?
No, we already
that's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed the first part because I was.
It's the mall that belongs
I,
to the
I think,
king
I think
of
the
Prussia.
Mall is the king. No, I'm going with the mall's king.
But it's the King of Prussia Mall that's in.
I'm sorry,
king of
I can't.
Prussia.
I can't hear you with that dick in your mouth. I don't want to remove it.
Fuck you.
As we're talking about anti-bullying,
the township is
bullying. My bad.
The township is the King of Prussia now.
I don't want fucking Google answers. Get out of here.
What did
fucking
say?
Chat.
What happened? Kind of too busy posting important stuff.
Don't ruin our comedy bits.
I want to know what the Google answer was. Okay. Really? Pat, explain it, motherfucker.
No, fuck that.
God damn it.
And, like, also, too, like, you know, since we're running a charity event, are we giving away cosplay then? Aren't we giving enough?
No.
No, we don't give enough.
The real women of gaming are giving the F's. We're just there, like, to see F's being given because you don't know what it's like.
Wow. This is what it's like if people give F.
Oh, nice. I'm going back to my. Yeah.
I like our approach better.
Anyways. This weekend at Uncanny Comics.
This weekend at Uncanny Comics.
From 10 to 9.
From 10 to 9.
What a haul.
We will be there. On site in cosplay.
So we just like this is the show. This is it.
There'll be a live stream on twitch.tv/realwomengaming. Just look at the event. There's a fucking link.
It's true. I'm hoping to play Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla.
It's like Valhalla but with more fighting.
Also appearing is wait. I have to look up that guy's name again.
Less drinking. More fighting.
Some dude showing self-defense. Hold on, let me get his name.
Some dude showing self-defense.
Vincent Joseph? Wait, hold on, let me look it up. I should have just had this in front of me, but, you know, I didn't give any F's. Hold on.
Find out if you can take him in a fight.
Find out if you can do this promo better than Pat.
I would almost guarantee that.
There's going to be screaming. There's going to be music. There will probably be food.
Yeah, it'll be free food. Oh, yeah, this Vince. Ha! Vince Joseph, self-protection systems. We give him a free demonstration of self-defense, so if someone bullies you, you just, like, chop them in the throat, probably.
I thought you just knee him in the groin.
That's a low blow.
That old fucking house security system, the Sloman Shield.
Do we want Margo to call in and tell everything?
I have it.
Oh, you have it all?
Yeah,
all
I have
right.
it all.
He has it all. Okay. Finally.
Also playing at 6 o'clock is Cupid's Victim. Also, seriously, like, who's the victim? Is the whole band the victim? Like, did they all get shot, fall in love with music, and start becoming a band? So they're Cupid's Victim?
I really like that explanation. If that's not it, I'm going to be disappointed.
like all their songs have to be love songs,
maybe,
right?
Maybe we're Cupid's Victim, and we've been shot and have fallen in love with them.
I'm not feeling in love with them right now, Andrew. I haven't heard them.
Well, yeah.
I'll let you know on Saturday.
Well, you can't be Cupid's Victim until you've seen Cupid's Victim. It's like the rules.
Oh, shit.
Like Gorgon or something like that.
At 4 o'clock, Drew's going to be running a D&D campaign.
It's going to be full of action.
If anyone
intrigue,
actually does his D&D
plots,
campaign,
characters,
I can assure you it'll be good.
Monsters and probably a puzzle.
And
I don't actually know. I'm going to wing like 80% of it.
It's probably going to be some dude going, I want to go to the inn and hit on the waitress.
I really hope it's that. That usually is how it ends up, and I always have a fun time.
Yes,
when it's the
you successfully flirt with her, and she robbed you.
Yeah, basically. We go back up to my room. All right. I'm going to get in bed. Cool, you fall asleep.
I'll try to stay out of it so I don't accidentally kill someone this time.
When you wake up in the morning, you're missing your artisan tools. Damn it.
You know what? I'm just going to walk in the what was it? What's the
I
middle area?
The darkness.
Like the promenade.
We'll walk around the promenade, rapping Wild Wild West.
Ooh, I'm going to paint him while he raps Wild Wild West.
What?
These are legitimate D&D games that have happened.
All right, we need to get in and talk to the mayor. Cool, I'm going to throw my voice past the secretary and sound like the mayor telling her to let us in. You never heard the mayor's voice. Ah, fuck it, I'm going to try it anyway.
You rolled a one. You trusted in your own voice, trying to pretend to be the mayor, and she can tell it's not you.
Sir,
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I can't even argue with that.
I really wish an episode of just D&D stories. Oh, yeah. God, we have some fucking ridiculous ones. Especially
but there's going to be two magic tournaments also going on this weekend. They're casual tournaments, but there is prize support. So 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Will be the magic tournaments. Also, just added, 11 o'clock, we're going to do Arkham Horror with Deadpool running it for a bit. If you've never played Arkham Horror,
sweet.
It's a cooperative board game, and it's really a lot of fun.
Seriously.
So that's definitely a thing now?
Yes, yeah, definitely
awesome.
A thing.
Awesome.
Sweet.
I'm not sure if we're charging. If we're going to charge, I'd probably say $2 of entry or whatever, or $5,
right.
Whatever.
Something cheap just
am
to go
to
donations.
My
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Am I supposed to charge?
Yeah, I think
yeah
it's
$5.
$5, yeah.
All right. Hopefully someone signs up.
Yeah. And then it's for charity, man. At 2 o'clock, I'll be streaming Castle Crashers. I only played a little bit before, so it should be fun. You should join me.
Okay.
I think it's a four-player game.
Okay. You guys should play D&D with me.
I'll beat Deadpool.
Maybe. Let's see how the D&D
like, what if only one person
goes.
Signs up? I don't want to break his heart. He seems so excited.
Don't go. Oh, you know. That song.
Don't go breaking my
also, there's going to be a cosplay showcase, so
what?
The cosplayer is going to be there at 5:30, if you're going to be there at 5:30. Just so, you know, that's basically our thank you for you guys donating your time to come out. So you show off your cosplays that you worked on, bought from Chinese sweatshop, whatever. Oh, that's good stuff. Just show
Chinese
it off.
Chinese sweatshops are the only place I get my cosplays.
Am I a Chinese sweatshop now?
You've never made one of my cosplays.
I always put them together for you.
Yeah, but you buy them off the internet
from
a Chinese sweatshop. You're always like, can I use this legitimate company? No, use the Chinese sweatshop. I want it in 16 days.
Chinese sweatshop takes longer than Amazon, Drew.
I know. Amazon would have brought it in 2. I want it in 16.
Well, too bad, because I order from Amazon and go behind your back, so you're actually not getting it from a Chinese sweatshop, so you can suck it.
The betrayal. The betrayal.
Oh, yeah, and then, as Pat was saying, for the showcase, people can put a dollar on you, essentially, and if they put a dollar in, kind of like they're choosing their favorite cosplayer, and if whoever gets the most money put towards their cosplay will pick a name out of a hat from people who put in, and that person will win a prize. And, of course, that money put in towards you is going to charity.
Are they actually putting the dollar on you?
No, not literally.
No, it's not a strip club.
Okay. I was going to say, because cosplay is not consent.
Consent to it.
Well, I mean, that is.
Is there a poll?
I don't think so.
Margo, is there a poll?
We can make a Facebook poll.
This is supposed to be family friendly, Pat. Well, not this show, the charity.
Oh, okay. Also, Tricky Wolf Gaming is going to be doing a stream too at 3 p.m. Oh, I only get an hour? What the fuck? No, I'm kidding. And then Red Hat Games are also doing a stream at noon. They have an event coming up in September too. We'll talk about that later because we're actually part of that as well.
What?
But I think my favorite part of the event is not just like, you know, seeing all you people.
Yeah.
But my favorite part for the people who get to attend is the raffles they get to participate in.
Fucking love the raffles, and so I'm just really excited because I want them all.
Yeah.
Got
so, like, the first one I'm going to go over is, like, you know, like, sometimes I'm looking for my Sunday's best. And it's really hard to find a skirt that goes with, like, my perfect shirt. Because, like, I need something to hold shit.
Yeah.
Like, right? So, it's like, I need a skirt that has pockets. I mean, do you know where I can get that?
I do. You're in luck. If you are looking for a skirt with pockets, as well as a straw drawstring waist so anyone can wear it, go to geekgirlscastle.com and get your nerdy skirt today. From nerdy prints, from DC to Marvel to Star Wars and Doctor Who, it's geekgirlscastle.com.
So, Missy, who runs geekgirlcastle.com, donated one of those amazing skirts with pockets. You did post an image of that, right? Before?
What? Oh, you know what? I should share. I should post her page.
Yeah. If you're a part of the event, it was announced yesterday with pictures, so you can see the skirt that she donated. Also donated was Spaceballs, the Blu-ray 25th anniversary.
I want that.
There's also an Alien
four-disc
DVD set. The collection, which is awesome. There is also a Predator reaction figure going up for. I think we're gonna put that with the DVD. Also, since we played Batman Love Letter, there's also Hobbit Love Letter, and I really want to win that now. Screw all you people.
I want to see how different it is from the Batman one, and just play with it.
No, I mean we have to win it first.
I know, or I'm just gonna steal it forever. No, I'm kidding.
Chase Freedom sent me another spam letter. Let
me tell you something about that. No one gives a shit about your spam mail.
Yeah, no one cares.
Okay?
No one gives a fuck.
No one. Raise your hand if you care. No hands, Drew. No hands. Your hands don't count. You're straight white male. You don't count.
God damn it.
Also, RetroCon was very gracious in donating two tickets to their con in September, which I'm excited for. Michael Winslow's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I also know some people are working on some like epic cosplays for that weekend. So it's going to be really cool. And also, our friends at Ascension Epoch, Mike and Shell, donated their books, coasters, for a raffle prize. So it's two of their books, I think two of their coasters. And Shell put her own original drawings in two of the books.
Right, yeah.
Which is awesome. And the coasters are her original artwork. And they do a real whole cool thing. You have to check out their page if you're a writer. Basically, it's like everyone works together to create stories. So check them out. It's really awesome. But also they donated 2 3-day tickets to New Year's Eve Party Con, which I'm going to tell you right now, it's a fun time.
It's becoming like one of my favorite cons.
And so check that out because you can win tickets. And also from, I think each ticket comes with 2 children tickets. I might be wrong, but I think they did that on purpose because it's a holiday weekend. They want people to be able to bring their kids. They don't want to be stuck. And then our main man, Ryan Glitch, who runs Sci-Fi Speed Dating, is donating 2 tickets to any con that Sci-Fi Speed Dating will be at. So you get your choice. He'll give you a list of cons, and then you choose. And also a $50 Barnes & Noble gift card. Also being donated for a raffle is, I'm trying to find it. Oh, Captain Kyle is donating his book. What's the name of it? how to cosplay or rules of cosplay.
Something about cosplay. Element
thank
of
cosplay.
You.
There you go. Thank you.
We did no shit.
So he'd be donating that. Oh, is he donating prints too or something?
Saying I don't know if it's for the show or his
okay.
prints or. So there's going to be something to go along with the books. It's
okay.
not. It's not just the books.
Yeah. Also, is a board game Harry Potter Diagon Alley, which looks cool. I really like. Also, there's like bags filled with like geek fobs and wallets. It's all on the event page. Check it out. There's pictures of these bags. They're really cool. Like
yeah.
one has like Super Mario print, which is really nice. Doctor Who print, Batman, and stuff like that. Also, there's stuffed animals from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah. I still haven't played that game.
Me neither.
Lord of the Rings dice building game. Abracadabra what? And then...
Alakazam. That's the last one. Abracadabra. Alakazam.
And then Martian dice. And plus many, many more. You'll see there's a lot of trinkets and our stuff. So you should just go. Just fucking go.
Yes.
Just do it. Just go.
What do you
do it! Make your dreams come true.
If you go, who knows? Maybe Drew will touch your butt.
With consent.
With
yeah.
consent, of course. I mean, it's not like you're going to go and he's going to touch your butt. It's like we're trying to threaten you. It's like if you consent.
Unless you're not in cosplay, because that is consent.
I mean, only by.
Well, cosplay is not consent.
So cosplay
not
has
cosplaying
to be,
is consent.
Yeah.
That's math.
That's just, yeah, that's just math. That's just like the process of elimination.
It's opposites.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. I get you.
So, yeah, this weekend's going to be a lot of fun. I know Blake. What's your fucking cosplay page, bro? Blake, tell me your cosplay page real quick in chat.
Do it.
Bitch tits.
Do it.
Nick tits.
You got 10 seconds.
But Costume Vigilantes is going to be there, Jason. And he's bringing his Central PA crew, Pam, Andrew, and a few others. Jeremy. Jeremy's going to be there, too. He goes by... Jeremy's cosplay page.
It's fucking. I have it. I got this. Hang on.
She's got this.
I got like on the tip of my tongue. We are so bad at knowing people's cosplay pages. Why are we so bad at this?
Because we give no F's.
True.
We barely know our own cosplay page.
We have a cosplay page.
Blade Brown cosplay is Blake's page. He's gonna be there as a stealth suit cap.
Woo.
Hero 4 a day. Thanks, Aaron.
Hero 4 a day.
Is Jeremy's cosplay page. He's going to be there. I don't know who he's cosplaying as. If he comes as Ninetales, that'd be the greatest fucking thing of all time. Especially with Pokemon Go coming out, people are going to freaking flip their shit.
I really want to get that.
I want to get it too.
I'm not going to lie. The main reason I want to get it is I saw someone post a picture online how they're sitting in their bathroom taking a dump, and they look to their right, and there's a Nidoran on the sink. And they're like, oh, motherfucker, what are you doing in here? Oh, that and the police station that had a sand shrew in it that, like, people kept going in the police station so the police were like, you don't need to come inside to catch it. Stay outside.
Yeah, right?
Oh, and Caterpillar Cosplay would be there, too. Oh, Matt's Ninetales? Fuck.
Yeah, Pat.
I don't know.
Dumbass son of a bitch.
They all, like, look the same in, like, Central PA pictures. They don't tag them.
I mean, I guess it is kind of hard to tell. When
Wolverine's cool shit, too, though. So.
This is true.
Yeah, that muscle suit. Jeremy, we have to talk. I need to find out how much you pay for that fucking muscle suit, because I want one.
Ninetales is dead.
Did you find, like, the creepiest picture?
I'm confused.
Oh, no, it's her website. I got really confused when it's still the creepy bunny. The creator's a party con.
And Matt doesn't do Ninetales anymore.
Ah.
Downs with cosplay. What does it get downs with cosplay? Is that his?
Get downs. Yes.
I just wanted to say the name because I sort of get downs with cosplay.
I know.
Wait, Kat Kattan is signed in the chat. What up? Hey, Kat.
Oh my God, Kat.
Kat.
Serenity's Revenge cosplay.
No, I'm sorry.
Fucking love her.
I don't know who you're talking about. I refer to her as I took 5 hours to paint my body red.
I'm so sad I still missed that cosplay at all from Gone.
I don't know how.
Right?
I was stuck in the room.
It's true.
Dude, it looks so awesome. It looks even better in person than it did in picture. I just want you to feel that you missed it even more.
I missed like millions of chat. It's okay. But this weekend's going to be fun. I've been really looking forward to it.
We still need to hang out with Mark and drink his fucking bacon whiskey.
His bacon whiskey?
Yeah, he told us to come hang out at Awesome Con and drink bacon whiskey.
He told us about
the
fucking
died.
Buffalo Wild Wings 2 cons ago.
Were they paying attention?
Yeah, we were supposed to hang out with him at that con and have some, but we were supposed to hang out with him the next con.
It's hard to hang out after speed dating because then we just die.
I know.
Well, I mean, we went to a gay club.
We did go to a gay club, but that was because it was the gay club.
And Drew was getting down.
And Mandy got hit on by the only straight guy.
It was so much fun. I bought a tequila for a lesbian girl.
You got my butt touched.
I mean, don't like make it sound like I bought her a drink. Like, hey, you wanna drink? It was more like we were all doing shots and nobody was sure who was paying for what. And I was like, well, if hers ends up with mine, I don't care.
$1,300.
Make it simple.
Sorry.
Because Sarah found out where hers went, and then she didn't know who paid for hers.
Gotcha.
And I was like, as long as Sarah doesn't get overcharged, we're fine. Don't worry about it.
I still love that Mandy got hit on by the only straight guy. It's still one of my favorite parts about that
my
night.
My favorite part about
not
that
we won.
Is getting called breeders.
Did the speed dating. Was there? And he was like telling Connie, please go save her. She has no idea. Please go
I
save
said
her.
No.
No,
that's your friend.
Just
I was like, no, it's my
about
sister.
Making board
I'm not.
Games. Yeah, Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy.
He just
board
makes
games.
Board games. He just happens to be involved in the interest that you have.
Oh man, you like to make porn. I also like to make porn. Let's have the same interests.
Right?
So I was just on the Mandy and I won in our bag from the wanting second place in that cosplay contest. And we got Star Wars gay porn. It was the best.
Dude, some dude.
Although Sarah
like,
has that now.
Some dude.
You know what?
Like,
no. You know what? Sarah never told us how it was.
What?
She was supposed to tell us how the Star Wars gay porn was.
What? She didn't tell us? I didn't even think about that until now. We need to go give her a hard time.
I know, right? Well, I'm pretty sure she already has a hard time.
She's been watching a hard time.
Get it? Jokes. All right, all right, let's...
I don't know what it was about, but the back cover was just all dudes in Stormtrooper helmets having sex with each other.
I think we're getting off topic here from the charity event. Did we mention everything that was being...
So I was thinking about donating a douche canoe to the raffle. So people can go sailing on the douche.
Oh, we had to look for stuff there. We were going to donate some of our Loot Crate stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I have some Loot Crate stuff, and then I was also going to try to make a Majora's Mask. I already have one made, so I was going to try to make it better. Donate a Majora's Mask Perler Bead thing.
Our little minion of Given OS is also donating some of her paintings.
We should check in on her with those, see how those are going.
MVP, FIBA.
Pretty much, basically.
So, yeah, Saturday will be a lot of fun and child-friendly.
Very child friendly.
Very child friendly, despite our current
office. The show's not.
The show's not bad.
Charity will be fine.
We need to figure out how to get Connie to be able to hear the soundboard.
I don't. Well, she hears it like 10 seconds later.
I do. I hear
but
the
that
soundboard.
That way she can like say things relevant to the soundboard. She's wittier than me at that.
That's probably true.
Oh my god. Fucking little flies getting all up in my beard.
No one cares.
Where the fuck they come from anyway?
I don't know. It's pissing me off.
Fucking summer.
And they're so ballsy about it. They're just like, hey, let me hang out in your cup. Oh, you're trying to fucking push me away? I'm just going to stand here.
Fucking summer.
I could kill you right now.
I'm really excited for the raffles, I'm just going to say, because I want to like buy all the raffle tickets, put some in everything.
I didn't start this
there's
war.
So many, there's so many great
but I'm damn well going to finish it.
For that. Drew, stop sneezing. It's gross.
Pat played a sound over you that whole time.
What did you play?
I didn't start this war because of the flies.
You don't want to go to war with me.
You don't want to go to war with me?
I didn't hit that one.
Well, apparently you did. Hey, what you're saying?
I was saying that I'm excited for the raffles, so I can put into them. I want Missy skirt. I want space balls. I want
space balls, too.
You would want balls from space. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
What? There are also some other good ones that Real Women of Gaming were posting that I wanted to put in for. I don't remember what they were, though.
A bunch of board games and the fabric. The cloth bags were really cool.
Yeah, those. I want to put in for those.
Just hoping to get a skirt.
$2 per raffle ticket, guys. In case you were wondering.
You get 5 for 10.
What?
Sweet.
Way to make
that's
it sound
like
a deal.
Raffle tickets, $2 each, or you can get 5 for 10.
Shh. Hell no. That's how sales work.
How good are you at math?
You just say a number, and be like, ooh, you get multiples for this price.
Right? $2 each or 10 for 30.
You know what? That I used to pull that kind of shit like at Payless. all the time. We would say like, oh no, oh you have a 30% off coupon. You know, if you use that on more than one item, you get it on each item, not just the total. And people are like, oh wow, that's such a deal.
Buy more items.
I'm gonna look for more items. Like it's not the same fucking thing.
That's how math works.
It was the worst.
See, I think Drew just wants a skirt. And
he wants
space balls.
I want more skirts.
Because you can have balls. Your space can have balls because you're wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
Drew, if you win the skirt, can I have it?
Yeah, I guess.
Can I have it?
I want to win space balls. That way Kanye doesn't have all of my balls.
Well, to be fair, I would still own that.
Damn it.
Still own that.
I can hold it for at least a few minutes.
That's how this relationship works.
Yeah.
Andrew, roll on D20. Let's see if you go with that.
I rolled a 2 for my balls.
Also, very soon, all these talks of, you know.
Balls?
Yeah.
You got to get off balls. Okay.
D&D. We're going to be doing a live broadcast of Lust Point D&D within the next month. Because there's absolutely nothing going on in August, really. Well, other than me going to a bunch of concerts.
It's true.
I don't think we're doing any cons.
Charity event.
Is in September.
Next charity event.
Oh, yeah. September,
unless you get invited
right?
to more. I know where I lied. August 20th.
Oh, right, right.
We got
that's
new
a
one.
New one. With,
yeah,
that we're doing with Central PA Avengers.
Yeah.
We need to figure out when the Slipknot concert is.
We really do have to figure out what the Slipknot concert is. We had them free tickets. Otakon's in August. I'm not going to Otakon, so fuck you.
Otakon, that's like 12th to 14th. Drew and I are going, but Mandy and Pat are missing it.
What are we doing in the beginning of August? Is there something
nothing.
There?
Nothing.
Nothing.
My mom's moving.
I'm going to Deftones.
I might have to let my mom move, but I'm not sure about that completely.
I'm going to see Deftones.
If I don't have my mom move, I might be doing so much
obviously,
stuff.
I'm going to be helping your mom move, too.
I'm going to see Blondie.
Right.
She
roped into that.
Going to be resting. Because I don't want to go to cons for a while.
Yeah.
And then play video games.
I need to catch up so much on my video games.
Prepare for D&D.
Oh my
prepare
god.
Character.
Everyone's Star Ocean. Anyway, you should go to our event. Fucking go. Fuck.
I'm so excited for Otakon though.
But another event that's coming up shortly. Our favorite comic book shop. No offense, Uncanny. It's just Ontario has been with me forever. Ontario Street Comics. You probably heard the ad if you actually pay attention to our ads, which I'm pretty sure you don't, and I don't blame you. But Ontario Street Comics on July 16th. You stop fucking kicking shit. Are doing Marvel versus DC Day, and I got the I don't know how. The honor of being captain of Team Marvel going as Deadpool.
Because it was your idea for the event in the first place?
Yeah, that's true. And our good friend, Dark Knight of PA, I don't want to give away his secret identity. He's going to be the captain of DC.
That makes sense. Batman should be the captain of DC.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, me either.
And I know some people in the chat are going. I know Aaron's going to be there as Iron Man. So, but he has fans in the suit. I'm really upset. I'm going to be dying.
I have no idea what I'm going to be at. I feel like it's very heavily geared towards Marvel so far.
It really is. I think people are just commenting a lot Marvel, but I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of Suicide Squad.
Oh, shit.
Probably.
Right.
But I think just the Marvel people are posting more.
I'll probably decide the day we wake up and go to it. I'll put something on and hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go. I'm going to go there Sunday and talk to him because he wants to talk about the games and stuff.
Oh, so I like it's too annoying to put on. It's the wig.
Yeah. Bye, Margo. Bye, Margo.
Bye, Margo.
Bye, Margo.
Margo.
Polo.
Polo.
And then there's gonna be. I saw there's gonna be like a beanbag toss. There's gonna be freaking. He's doing an event. He just turned this into like a whole thing.
I know. It wasn't.
It was just supposed to be like cosplayers being at his shop so people go. Now he's turning it into like freaking the decathlon.
I know. Oh my God.
You gotta run to the closed path mark on Aramango Avenue. Swim through the Delaware, not die.
That's not gonna happen. Pick up a crack whore in Kensington.
Pick up a. And not in the CD.
Not in the CD. I didn't say you had to have sex with her. I said you had to pick one up.
Then sip a fine Merlot and fish.
Right? It has to be boxed, though.
No, they have wine bars there
now. We can't afford that bottled shit.
Wine
it's
bars.
It's got to be boxed.
Now.
Can't afford
now.
Bottled.
Yeah, it's going to be an outside and inside event. So,
first it's going to be outside, then it's going to be inside. Then it's going to be outside, then it's going to be inside. Then it's going to be outside, and then I'm going to be done. It's going to be tired.
Yeah, you don't last that long.
No.
I mean, after
you
a few
like
times.
Or three good thrusts.
After a few good times going in and out, he's pretty much done.
And I'm spent.
Jesus Christ. What is going on with this show?
A lot.
Yeah, apparently.
Kind of a big question.
It's not that big of a question.
How?
Yeah, here's some aloe.
Thanks, bro. Pretty intense burn.
Yo.
Oh shit! I forgot we have like segments.
Oh yeah, do you want
to? Do I have to?
Oh, hold on, wait. I'm gonna do a segment. We're gonna do Mandy's segment right now.
Okay, Mandy, what's her segment called this week?
Fuck, I'm dead. A video game reviews by Mandy.
Should be mad that there's a curse in there.
Oh yeah.
Nerf this.
All right.
Get owned. Omo, Anmian.
You should have started with Anyang.
I know. I fucked up.
Diva style. All
right, that's Mandy's segment for tonight.
Nerf this.
Diva style.
Oh wait, no, this is like truly Mandy, though. Although she plays Pharaoh all the time.
She will never die.
Why did you not get Justice Reigns from Above?
Because, like, fuck you.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God.
I didn't think this through, Drew.
You never think this through.
It's right there.
Justice rains down upon you.
That's not it.
That's not it. What the fuck is that shit?
Oh,
maybe it's this one.
Never die. Yeah.
Apparently
it's over.
Not in there.
It's not in there. Screw you.
What the fuck is Justice Reigns from Above?
No, no. The soundboard sucks.
I got this. Justice reigns from above.
That was Mandy's segment. Actually, legitimately, Overwatch.
Haven't played that part yet.
Competitive play. Has just started. We gotta get all MLG. And start doing that.
Yeah, we do. I just need a whole level before I can even do competitive play. I
for
get funny half of hers.
Drew and I were playing one of the weekly whatevers, what are they called?
Oh, Pharaoh Mercy, the weekly
Yeah,
brawl.
The weekly brawl, the Pharaoh Mercy. There's only two new characters you could play.
I wouldn't put a support one.
It was ridiculous.
I want to put a support one so much.
I didn't
know. Was so, I'm getting better at Pharaoh, though, the staying in the air thing.
Really?
Because I'm a lot better at that because of Pharaoh versus Mercy.
Outside of that mode, that L1 does not have a 3-second cooldown. It has a 10-second cooldown.
Oh, so it's a lot less difficult. It's a lot more difficult to stay in the air.
I don't think it's possible.
Damn.
I've seen videos online. This one dude was up.
I think they lie.
Fucking cheaters.
Well, no, because I
probably do it during the weekly brawl.
Well, no. What the guy said, if you go to roofs that have slants, the game forces you to stay in the air, and your cooldown pops back and hit it again.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
So, you gotta glitch it.
Yeah. But I really want to do competitive play, like really bad.
Drew's okay. Almost at the level where he can do it too.
I'm gonna get Mark. Mark's Diva. Or whatever.
I'll do Mercy, fuck it.
But I'm okay with Mercy. Mercy's like the only one I'm like actually good at.
Alright, fine.
Jeffrey with his Reinhardt or whatever he wants to be.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever.
Junkrat.
I'll just do whatever.
Isn't
I don't
Jeffrey
care.
Just Junkrat?
He's
is he
Junkrat,
just Junkrat?
He's Reinhardt.
He does Reinhardt too.
He has a couple different characters.
Yeah.
I think I'd most favor
he's
seen
Genji
him play
a
Junkrat.
Like I'm willing to change anything that, you know. Is a good matchup.
I'm trying to practice with more.
Like, I
like
to
then,
try and counter.
But...
I just suck with May.
I heard that ranking is more brutal on supports, though, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
The ranking system is brutal for supports. So, like,
you have to heal, right?
Well, yeah. The problem is that you don't rank up as quickly as other people.
Because you're not getting kills.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just there. So the way the system works is you're... Your competitive rank is based on your wins and losses, something else, and then how well you play in comparison to other people that play that character. So the problem is that as a healer, as your whole team gets better, your healing goes down.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're not doing as good as someone on a previous tier.
fucking
yeah.
douche canoe blizzard.
And they found that out. Like, they did testing on this fucking, what the hell is a competitive team? Cloud Nine or something like that, probably.
Oh, I think
they
I saw
did a
them.
Five-man. They did a five-man, and all of the offensive characters were way high up, and Mercy was at a 67 instead of a 77.
Bullshit.
Probably.
I still gotta get good.
All they gotta do is change it from like number of reses to like percentage of deaths resed.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
I mean, I don't think Overwatch. Yeah, you do need some level of skill, but honestly, if you do have like actual teamwork, you do good.
Yeah.
Like if you know you're actually pushing a fucking payload.
Yeah, especially if you like think about who you're being and try and counter the other team.
Like the thing I hate the most, that's why I had to take a break, is like someone's pushing a payload and your whole team is like 20 feet away from the payload trying to snipe people off. Like, no. Get next to the payload so the stuff's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. We won a match because all I did was stand on it as D.Va the entire time and fire my shotguns. I did not take my hand off R2.
Yeah. It's just because people don't go through the payload.
Yeah.
Oh, that game where you and I were Torbjorn?
That was a good one, too.
The game where Drew and I were both Torbjorn, and we just dropped turrets everywhere, and like I was ahead. I was gold in kills.
Molten core. Yeah, Connie was gold in kills, and she was at 46, and I was at 40. Right.
We had 10 seconds left.
I didn't know what she was at. I knew I was at gold, and I died, and then I was at silver, and Connie was at gold. In the last 10 seconds, I managed to get the gold medal.
Well,
and
no.
I was like, Connie, I beat you. I got the gold medal. She's like, why the fuck? Why would you do that? Why would you take that from me? Then we got to the fucking end screen, and she had the same number of kills as me. We both had gold. I was like, yeah,
there we go.
What up, girl?
Gold Torbjorn.
Because she died right in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, we're going to do a Junkrat cosplay? That's going to be cool.
Oh, yes.
Junkrat.
I was going to do an Overwatch cosplay, but I'm trying not to spend money on cosplays.
I'm still trying to decide which
for the rest of the year.
Overwatch cosplay I want to do. I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm leaning towards a few different ones.
Everyone's too
little,
good.
Little Joey, one of the kids of Give No S, is going to be the mariachi reaper.
It's going to be so good. All we have to do is buy him a mariachi costume,
and make
a fucking
mask.
Skull mask.
Yeah.
Get some guns.
He doesn't even wear the reaper mask. He wears a skull.
Yeah.
And then, we just need to get him, guns and a guitar. Well, she already has a little kid guitar. We can just repaint.
Yeah, my mom's going to give me one of them to repaint and do all that.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
I was reading about how to do that, by the way. So
oh,
some
cool.
Ideas.
I'm pretty sure I can look it up, too.
Let's just say it uses the heat gun. I rolled a 2. I win. Good game.
I rolled a 4.
All right, should I do a book review
or what?
I
rolled a 4.
Oh, yeah, you have a book review.
I'm supposed to, but I don't remember what I'm reviewing.
Do I roll the 4? Get right.
No, like, I know what I'm reviewing. I just don't remember it.
Oh.
All right, so I do
Wait,
remember
Wait, hang on.
It.
I got to do your title.
But it's not like I read it recently.
Do you remember your
title
of your segment?
Okay, so. No, Pat's supposed to announce the segment.
Go ahead, Pat. Announce segment.
Do
Stop being a little bitch. Announce your segment.
All right.
Try again, dude.
I will be guiding you through the combat training program.
You will be guiding me through announcing my fucking segment.
So, next on the Give No S Cosplay Variety Show is Drew's segment. What's the name of it again?
So the name of the segment All right,
Isabel, I guess you got a point.
All
but
right,
Saren.
Isabel, I guess you have a point. A book review by Saren. So this week we're not doing a book again. I mean, it's kind of a book. It's a graphic book. It's a comic book. So it still falls under book, but it's not like a novel. And it's actually not even one comic book. It's 5 comic books called The Five Ronin. It's Marvel. It's a side shot. Very good series. And it covers 5 notable characters in the Marvel Universe as if they were Ronin Samurai. First, you have Wolverine. The man who never dies or dies 1,000 times. I don't remember. All I know is people say they've seen him die and then they see him again in a tavern somewhere, terrifying them. Next, you have Psylocke, a geisha who uses her ability to manipulate people and assassinate them. You have Banner, the Buddhist monk. trying to get away from it all, trying to relax, trying to learn how to control his rage and anger. Because when he gets angry, he gets violent, and he beats people up really badly. Just like the Hulk, you know. Normal stuff. And last, the Punisher. I think I remember his comic book the least from the series. But he does standard Punisher stuff, going around killing the bad guys. And then after that, you have a surprise character who I'm not going to say who it is because it'll ruin the surprise. But I will say he appears in the other comics. It's very good stuff. Keep your eye out if you read it. I really like this series. It does a really good job of setting up the story. It does a really good job of expanding each character's story through the next issue. So, like, even though one issue is about Wolverine and the next one's about the Punisher, they don't necessarily forget about Wolverine. They bring him up. And then it culminates, of course, in a final excellent action scene with a twist and a, oh my God, I didn't even notice that until the very end. And, oh, that's awesome. Cool stuff. Go ahead and read it. You can buy it on Ontario Street Comics, probably. If they don't have it, ask for it. They'll find it for
they'll
you.
They'll find it for you.
They're bros like that.
Yeah, that's a really good series. I like that series.
I really enjoy that series. It's probably one of my favorite.
Especially like when you get to the fifth book.
Yeah, the fifth book's the best.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? As it proceeds to blow your mind.
Wait, Pokemon goes out now?
Yep, I just finished installing it.
It's out? It released?
Yep.
Officially?
Oh, yo,
yep.
Drew, how about you download on your phone?
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
how about
oh,
you, Pokemon,
baby.
Go fuck yourself?
Oh!
It just released today. Pokemon, go fuck yourself, where Pat can go fuck himself. It's virtual reality.
All right. I think we should also just do that other motherfucking segment.
Ask Goblins?
Yes, Goblins.
Let's dive in.
Ask Goblins.
Ask Goblins.
So, theatrical reading with Haiku Moving.
We're just jumping in. We're doing this right now. I feel like there was something else we wanted to go over, though.
A theatrical reading of As Goblins by Cadman Pierce.
No,
like
probably not.
Nine
I mean, just let me just prepare here. Okay. You were just. What are you doing anyway? Ask Goblins, Chapter 7. Wake up! My eyes already open when I return to consciousness, and Ask Goblin stands over me. I try turning my head to check on Otto, but my skull won't budge from the icy table. All I see is the Ask Goblin in the plastic white coat, spreading my arms wide. His hood is down now. Beautiful! Marvelous! The goblin says.
Bumble's time will come quick. Examine this child. The skin grafts are taking hold better than I've ever seen.
This is the first time the Ask Goblin has referred to another by name in my presence. I realize that all of them must have names. Adolf is not alone. An elderly Ask Goblin gets on this table and raises his wrinkled, semi-deflated face, ass into my face.
You are correct. These skin grafts are splendid. Eons ahead of anything else in the field. How is the other twin doing?
What have you done to my brother? I croak. Bumble's stomach spells a gas cloud into my face, dazing me into yellow nausea. The Ass Goblin in the white coat sighs.
For the first several hours, 1001 demonstrated remarkable external healing. I believed I had found what I've been looking for. All the while 999 was dying, I'm at a loss to explain what happened next. 999 made a comeback, reconfiguring a fraction of his DNA structure, just enough to survive, while the life force drained for 1001. Now that's science, Bumbleton says. Although it is policy to dispense of twins post-surgery, I believe 999 and 1001 bear great potential for the scientific community. They have survived better than many children since their arrival, potentially destroying Adolf's theory that twins, especially conjoined, are inferior to the single-type child. Adolf is not a scientist, but if our research disproved any of the national arguments he laid out in Mein Poop, Auschwitz could lose...
That's what loses me, mind poop. Oswald could lose his science division, and we could lose our asses. The odds of Adolf are turning us slim. I anticipate taking full charge of Auschwitz by morning. It will be the dawn of the Renaissance we've been fighting for.
The goblin in the white coat smiles. The overhead lights reflect off his flesh, making him look shiny and beautific. A white angel.
Auschwitz will be a great kingdom!
The white angel nods.
Tonight, I'll return them to the barracks and begin the study on their post-conjoined lives.
Bumblestum hops off the stepladder, clapping and giggling.
Genius! If we remake children in our likeness, we will be so close to discovering a viable childhood serum. This could be the greatest leap forward in Asgoblin evolution since the invention of Astars.
The white angel's eyes stems elongate from his ass and as he pokes and prods my body.
Nay, it is greater. Acquire innocence and youth. Our race will be unstoppable. We will become immortals.
For the most part, I am numb. I imagine this is how it feels to be dead. Tingling feet and a desire to puke. The ass goblins turn off the lights and exit the room. Chapter 8. The white angel takes me to the barracks after lights out. The ass goblin who is supposed to be holding post outside the door waddles over from a card game with the other guards.
Just a game of gambling,
he explains. His eyes popping out from his fat buttocks, staring guiltily up at the scientist.
I'm only returning a prisoner,
the white angel says.
No need to be alarmed, doing my duty as you do yours.
I'm sorry, it's hard to speak whenever I'm frying my mouth. By the time I see French fries, when you're trying to read books.
Yeah, pretty much.
He scales the staircase two steps at a time, leaving me alone with the guard. His gambling buddies holler at him. Some want him to return, others drunkenly clamor for a wee hour shit slaughter.
Ah, forget it. You got the mark of a hot one.
He unlocks the door, pushes me through, and locks it behind me. I hold my breath in the darkness. Children whisper in their bunks. My entrance must have startled them. My vision isn't adjusting, so I grope along from bunk to bunk until I find the gates on the wall to my right. That is where Otto and I slept. I run my hands against the side, calculating the easiest way to pull myself up. My right hand brunches against something cold and small. I slide my fingers over each of its sides and realize that I have discovered a foot. The foot's owner jerks away. And I leap back. The foot owner sits up and leans close to me. Who are you? What do you want? She whispers. I will recognize that whisper anywhere. It's Franny. She's alive after all. It's me, I say, my throat raspy and sore. Who are you? Her eyes must be closed. They aren't flashing in the dark like they used to. 999, Otto's twin. Oh. Someone stirs beside Franny. The form pushes Franny down on a wooden cot and creeps at the end of the bunk. I fail to make the face out the face until sour breath curdles my nostril hairs. It's an ass goblin. Franny is sleeping in my old bed with an ass goblin.
999?
The ass goblin croaks. It is Otto, your brother. I grab hold of the cot to keep from collapsing on the floor, and in one unbearable moment, it all comes rushing back to me. I understand the meaning of the conversation between the white angel and Bumblestum after our separation. I am not an ass goblin, he says, his voice totally ruined. He couldn't speak above the softness of a whisper if he tried, and neither could I. Sorry I let you down, I say. I'm sorry for cutting us apart. I messed up our entire plan. We'll die of a certain now. Your eyes are weak, but in the morning you will see that we can no longer pass as children. What's to be done with us? I'm into bed. The morning siren should be sounding soon. We must rest until then. Otto slides his hands under my arms. Claws he never had before dig into my back as he lifts me onto the bunk. I push Franny into the middle between Otto and I, and pass into a dream of plugging her miniature twin, my first Auschwitz dream. That's it until next week of Auschwitz. Sorry, Ask Goblins of Auschwitz.
All right. We went from 15 people in chat to 8.
It's because of Ask Goblins. Once you hear Ash Goblins, you're pretty much gone. I mean, who can commit to that?
Seriously.
But we're going to play the end of show plugs, and then we'll be right back after this.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
They came to us from north and south, from east and west. They died, teaching men, women, and children who will never know their names. It is for us to remember them, our brothers. We shall never see their like again.
And now their watch is ended.
Also, on that note, Game of Thrones Season 7 was delayed. I wonder how many people like jumped off a bridge after seeing that, hearing that.
Didn't the last season just end?
Yeah, but they're already delaying Season 7.
God damn. I guess it's better to find out now than like the week before it's supposed to air.
Yeah. So, that's it for tonight's show. We hope you had fun listening. We also thank you all for listening. I think that's the most people we had in chat in one night, so that was really cool to see.
Very cool.
We're having a lot of fun doing this. We hope to keep it going. Thanks for listening through all the fucking technical difficulties and
balls
shit
jokes.
Breaking. Balls jokes,
talk
dicks jokes.
Dicks and stuff.
Inside
and
jokes.
Goblins.
And ass goblins.
News.
News.
18 Pepsis and shit like that.
All the other shit we do. And
but
you
next,
put up with.
And next week we'll be going all over You're Not Alone event that you should go to. Next week we'll take calls again for people who were there. We've been not taking calls for a while just because I just want us to get our flow down. Taking calls was messing up the flow of the show for a bit just because we didn't know how to tell people to shut up. So
true.
Going forward, we'll take calls next week. We hope to see you guys Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll post an event in the chat and when we're ready to start taking calls, because we're not going to take it from the get-go.
Yeah.
We'll post, Give No S will post in the chat, and we will also post the event when we'll take calls. We'll also talk a little bit about Garden State Comic Fest.
Well, you will.
I'm the only one going to that. I'm probably going to guilt trip Jordan going with me.
Yeah. I'm staying home playing video games. I'm getting Final Fantasy X remastered tomorrow. Suck it.
I'm going to set it on fire.
Suck it, your back.
He is before 8 p.m., according to the internet.
Same with your chair.
Suck it, your back. This chair.
All right, so hopefully Mandy isn't dead next week as well. So the four of us will be back in a groove of things.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week and have a good night.
Peace, motherfuckers.
It's a Give No F's variety show.
As goblins.
Beach.
I'm starting to think we don't know how to end shows.